matter what they say. No one's listening anyway. Our lips to see you.
I thought that was quite clever, didn't you? First of all, we had the Go-Go's and Our Lips Are Sealed, and then faded that one in extremely wonderfully, eh?
Oh,
into a track from the new Funboy 3 album. The album's called The Waiting, and that was their version of Our Lips Are Sealed.
Beautifully
it's
done.
It's your turn to come on now, isn't it?
Yes, tell them all about where you're going to be in the morning.
Well, because it's bank holiday Easter, we thought we'd extend ourselves somewhat.
So we've stretched Paul James by another inch or two, made him a little bit taller.
And I'm going to be on in the early morning tomorrow.
Are you going to eat three shredded wheat on air, just to prove it can be done?
I had two this morning and felt ill. No, well, I don't know really what time yet. It might be sort of around about 7 o'clock. It might be 8 o'clock.
It might be.
We'll be working that one out now when we go and have our cup of tea in the canteen.
Yeah, you're going to see whether your alarm clock is sufficient.
Basically, I just hope that everyone's going to join me tomorrow because I look forward to your company. Hopefully we'll have a dedication line open. Mm. We might even have the odd competition, plenty of good music. And
really spectacular things
something
going
to wake people up in the morning. Yeah.
Great stuff. I shall wait with bated ears.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday night. It's getting late, and it's time for that mindless display of futile exhibitionism, the Intrepid Birdman Show.
We are the little meanest little girls and boys. Make your request, we can't refuse it.
Shut up, you fool! Get on with the music!
Would you like a song or story? Will you share our joys? Games and sports, we're more than keen. We're merry, our children could be seen. Because we all drink Ovaltine, we're happy girls and boys.
That's enough sentiment! Get on with it!
Hello, darlings. Well, it's been so long since we've spoken last, hasn't it? All those wonderful things that have been happening in between. I bet you've had such fun. Well, we have too. We've been running about, getting ourselves together, and chasing people around. It's been super. But it's so nice to be back with you. Oh! Let's listen to Malcolm McLaren scratching himself.
Scratching?
What is it?
Sure, do you love the Supreme Team Show?
Yes, I do.
And what do you like about the Supreme Team Show?
The way y'all play y'all music, the way you talk, I like the way you talk.
And Cheryl, may I ask you one more question?
Yeah.
Do you like scratching?
Scratching?
Yeah, what is it? Scratching, 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 scratching. Do you like scratching? Do you like scratching? Do you like scratching?
Yeah.
Rubbish, but it's so lovely, isn't it?
Having a party and doing your own thing.
Bit worried about having some riffraff into the disco.
Want a top internationally famous disc jockey with all the best sounds? Want a really fabulous light show with laser-guided doofers that whiz around the room and burn your brains out? Oh, what? Look no further than your wireless set. The incredible Thameside Radio Mobile Disco is in time. Why not drop us a line, number one, Grosvenor Parade, London West 5, and we'll send our man round to sort you out.
of sweat, not knowing what to do. No more earthbound feelings, a different point of view. Moment of truth, he heads towards the building, his glazed eyes stare vacantly, following his feelings. No turning back, the door's already shutting, standing on his tiptoes to reach the 19th bank. To miss a grasping hand,
I'm falling again.
They squash a passerby,
I'm falling again.
He wanted to see something
again,
that he could really fly. Squash a passerby,
I'm falling again.
He wanted to see something
again,
that he could really fly. His questions and himself nearly fell on stony ground. He could have embarrassed his family, who watched him from the ground. Time could tell. Some say he was pushed, others say he fell. To miss a grasping hand,
I'm falling again.
And squash a passerby,
I'm falling again.
He wanted to see some,
I'm falling again.
That he could really fly.
Gorgeous, wasn't it? Yeah, it was madness. I was rifling through the favourite paper of the day, the Sunday People, and what did I find? I found this marvellous article, which I must read in full to give it full justice. Superdad Manfred Kroger has promised he won't make the stork work again. He's fathered 66 children, 61 of them illegitimate, by 46 different women, and he's having himself sterilised. God, dear, I should think so too. But he's warned court officials in Frankfurt, West Germany, that he doesn't necessarily mean to give up his seductive ways. Women, he says, are like chain smoking. You always want just one more. The rude beast. Apparently, commercial traveller Manfred has been summoned for failing to pay sufficient maintenance for his 45 unofficial brides, whose ages range from 18 to 42. He says he's not handsome, but he's a good talker, and that's what women appreciate. I should say so. Well, his wife, 52-year-old Ellen, described him as a model husband at weekends. He helps with the washing up and goes on family walks, but I never ask too many questions about what he gets up to during the week. You don't have to, darling. Just read the paper. I understand this band's going down nicely in the USA. It's Blancmange, of course, and Waves.
Waves. Very nice that. That's why it was from Gold, and that's my silly damn fool. It's Waves from Blancmange. Put it some together, man. Where have you been? Now, what's coming up in tonight's programme on this fabulous radio station? Well, I've been dragging out the super quiz now for some weeks. I think it's about time I gave you the answer to that and set you a new one that'll be coming up in about three quarters of an hour's time, after which we go completely over the top. But more of that later. Here's Golden Earring.
It's 2 a.m. Fear is gone out of sight. occupation unknown. Double cross messenger, all alone. Can't get no connection, can't get through. Where are you? Well, the night weighs heavy on his guilty mind. This far from the borderline. When the hitman comes, he knows damn well he has been cheated. And he says, help, I'm stepping into the twilight zone. This is a madhouse, feels like being cloned. My beacon's been moved under moon and star. Where am I to go now that I've gone too far? Help, I'm stepping into the twilight zone. This is a madhouse, feels like being cloned. My beacon's been moved under moon and star. Where am I to go now that I've gone too far? You will come and go, and the bullet has to bore.
Twilight Zone there from Golden Earring. Great stuff. Now from a word from our sponsors.
Are your kids hard on their clothes? Do you long for clothes in natural fibres that can stand up to the rough and tumble? Well, Fix can. Fix children's wear. It's tough, durable, and can be washed at high temperatures. High quality fashion at sensible prices, from baby to teenage. See Fix at Harvey Nichols, Knightsbridge, Ugly Duckling of Ealing, Humler of Camden Town, Raggedy Ann's of Blackheath, and other leading children's wear shops all over London. Fix your kids up with Fix.
It's the newest, brightest, boldest slimming and fitness magazine.
What Diet?
Yes, What Diet is out now with 6 new diets in every colourful issue and a host of bright ideas to help you get slim and keep in trim.
What Diet?
Discover the slimming secrets of the stars. Shape up with our exercise regime. Share in amazing success stories. All this plus fashion, beauty and much more in the new magazine that really gives you something to get your teeth into.
What Diet?
What Diet at your newsagent now. Now price 60 pence.
Thank you very much, sponsors. And now back to the programmes. Whing! Top of my list of whatever happened to them now bands is Buggles and Johnny on the Monorail.
We'll be right back.
Sounds like my old motorcycle, then. Now, speaking of old motorcycles, I shall relate to you a tale that motorcycling disc jockeys suffer from, you see. As it happens, often disc jockeys bring into the studio little bits of tape, you know, reels of the stuff that they use in their programmes. And mine have been riding about in the back of the motorcycle for a week. And my motorcycle vibrates ever so slightly and it's all fallen off the spool. I've got 36,000 feet of the stuff lying on the floor and I've got to do a programme with it. Oh. Thanks, Phil. Well, here's a frightening horror story brought to us by, I think, the Sunday People yet again. It says here that teenagers are dicing with death by doing naughty things in tower block lifts. Good Lord, they've been playing mummies and daddies, you see. And to make sure that their little capers aren't interrupted, the youngsters stop the cars between floors by climbing onto the lift roofs and tampering with the mechanisms. Safety experts have warned that it's only a matter of time before one of them plunges down a lift shaft. What a horrible way to go. Still, you'd die with a smile on your face, wouldn't you? Firemen are being called up to 20 times a month to attend lift malfunctions in four 15-storey blocks of flats in Bradford, Yorkshire. Senior fire officer says it's obvious what they get up to because there are often little clues left on the floor of the lift cars. Yuck. He added, "We are concerned about the danger to life because of sheer stupidity. So, if you're tempted, as you're going up in the lift, to have a little hanky-panky, don't do it! You could end up plunging down a lift shaft, and there, where would you be then? Spattered all over the apron at the bottom. Ugh. This is Aztec Camera. It's obvious.
nothing in the house and you've got friends coming over for tea, dinner for four and nothing in the fridge, well, here's how to get out of it. Now's the time to pop up into the loft and bring down that old Chesterfield sofa. You see, a lot of people today have forgotten completely the nutritional value of the domestic quality three-piece suite. A very popular meal in the early 18th century and only recently put down. The Chesterfield sofa is remarkable for the fact that it's a collector of loose change, so make sure you turn it upside down and rake around amongst the back of it for those old clanky bits. Rip off the outer cover, boil for about an hour in salted water, lightly salted, and take out all the stuffing in the arms, which can be served in a white wine sauce as a side dish. Now the main frame of the meal is the main frame of the sofa. Those little wooden bits, those succulent, tender bits that have been soaking up all that Chesterfield for, ooh, tens of years. Chop them neatly into inch square cubes and fry them in a garlic and clove and margarine mixture. With a little care, a little thought and a little preparation, that knackered old sofa can be turned into a comfortable little meal for four.
A remarkable margarine. Absolutely a wonderful meal. Good Lord, I'd no idea that old sofa tasted so good.
Hi, Bob.
proxy music and love is the drug. Well, I was stumbling through my modern confessions only the other week, and what I was doing reading that, well, that's another story altogether. But I discovered this amazing printing error. It's absolutely beautiful. It goes like this. This is the paragraph in the story that caught my eye. I felt my hair being yanked cruelly as I tumbled to the ground. Audrey's hate-faced crace hoovered over me. A hate-crazed face, eh? Hoovering over you. Well, I suppose so. This is Africa here. Toto. Playing it.
An old man